must be time for the Demented News. I'm Whimsical Will.
Now look, we're going to do this for a little while, and that's it. Because I am not going to do it the way you want. I will never be able to do it your way. I can only do it my way. Wait a minute, lady.
Toilets and urinals in the King County Courthouse in Seattle, Washington exploded recently. After a worker in the downtown bus terminal mistakenly connected an air compressor to the building's water line.
Step out of the car, please.
Yeah, you're the one who always plugs up the toilet at our house.
As soon as hapless individuals flushed the pressurized privies, the plumbing started popping in restrooms throughout the 72-year-old building.
Do not go in there.
No one was hurt by the unusual blast, although several people were badly drenched.
Hey, there's something you don't see in a toilet every day.
Which reminds me of one of my all-time favorite demented news stories.
I love that story.
It's from March of 94. Donald and Nancy Barnhart of Williamsport, Maryland have a bathroom with an unusual feature, an erupting toilet.
Ladies and gentlemen, there may be some turbulence up ahead. Make sure your seatbelts are fastened.
Whoa. Over the last 3 years, the commode in their home has been known to make a burping sound before shooting a blast of water to the ceiling.
Tons and tons of water, every color of the rainbow, on down from above on every side.
Well, the Barnhards say it's exciting and embarrassing, especially when explaining the loony latrine to visitors.
The smell.
Oh, that would be me. I've been swimming in raw sewage. I love it.
Town officials blame an underground ejector pump that's supposed to force sewage uphill with air pressure.
I smell something stinky.
If the air compressor fails to shut off, the pressure is released through a nearby manhole cover and the Barnhart's toilet.
Big bad John.
Meanwhile, the Barnhart's have to make do with their turbulent toity. But you can't poo-poo the fact that erupting toilets are the number one and number two causes of accidents in the home.
Big bad John.
I can see your underwear. You don't care. I don't care.
You ever wish your underwear would last longer between washings?
Will you look at what your niece has done? She's got my drawers spinning around with her unmentionables.
Well, maybe you should try 6-Day Underwear, the latest from Japan.
I'm not wearing any panties.
6-Day Underwear consists of a cotton panel with an elastic band and 3 leg holes.
Oh, this is attractive.
So that the wearer can rotate 1 leg hole per day and then turn the garment over and go for 3 more days.
Last night at the dance, my little brother paid a buck to see your underwear.
Now, those things should be able to walk away on their own after 6 days.
His clothes have fallen down.
Well, inspired by that ingenious invention, 2 Louisiana women have obtained a patent for pantyhose with 3 legs so the spare can be used when a run develops.
Oh, I can't believe it. I'm so excited.
Now, apparently the inventors of the 6-day underwear have gotten a bit crotchety and claimed the Louisiana women were stalking them and stole their idea.
I'm not wearing any panties.
To which the ladies replied, no garment.
I don't get it.
But they do have a leg up on the competition, I would guess.
If you get a hole in the end of your sock, you want to wear the sock anyway, so you put the sock on, take it, elongate it, bring it underneath, wedge it up into the toe groove, put it into the shoe, release, you got a whole new sock, huh?
Well, I'm Whimsical Will, and this has been your Demented News.
I'm not doing it any way other than the best that I can do. And if you are not satisfied with my best, then that's too fucking bad.